Robert.
Yes.
What's that I hear outside the window?
Nothing. Tweet.
Tweet.
Oh,
tweet.
It's the birdies.
Oh, no. It's actually on my computer.
Yeah.
It's on my cell phone, too. Do you hear it? Tweet?
I hear it.
Something Alexander teachers should pay attention to?
Yes, actually it is. And of course, we're talking about Twitter. Twitter's got an odd reputation, and my image of it was highly conditioned by watching, reading the comic strip, Doonesbury, where Twitter featured very prominently a few months ago. And we're talking in early 2010, to put this in context. And Twitter was really presented as kind of a very self-indulgent thing where you would, every move you made, you'd tweet about it, like, I'm going to have coffee with Susan, or teaching my first Alexander lesson of the day, or, you know, I just couldn't even remotely get into anything like that. But in fact, it also, and it mainly, is an incredibly efficient way to transfer information in real time in the short term. It's a short-term device. We're talking 2, at the most 3 weeks worth of influence. But during that kind of current time period, there are amazing opportunities to get the Alexander technique known. And all you have to do to take advantage of that is get a Twitter account. The interface with Twitter is very, very easy to use. And the single biggest decision you're going to have to make is about to come up, which is picking your, what is it called, screen name? Or what's the name they use?
I don't know.
But anyway, at some point you got to come up with a name. And that name has to be under a certain number of letters. And if you're an Alexander teacher, pretty much all the good ones are taken. But you could still come up with something that might have some vague Alexander reference in your city, for example, like Alex Tech New York or Alex Tech NYC. That might be good. But get in there and get a good name. That's the only really major decision you have to make. And then check out the format and just do some tweets. You've done some tweets. What do you think?
I am still learning about it, and so it's still all new to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a usefulness to it,
mm-hmm.
and I still don't know it so well. It's still a little foreign to
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm sort of I'm not a tweet. I'm not a natural tweeter. I'm sort mm-hmm. of a tweeter immigrant here, and I'm trying to learn the language.
Right, and it may seem kind of daunting to like I try to tweet once a day, and that might seem like a lot, but honestly, once you start looking out for things that you could tweet about, and mostly I just tweet about articles or websites or news items that are out there. And some Alexander quotes and some this and that. And after a while, you find that, I've got a huge backlog of tweets. And I just, every time I have an idea, I just put it down as a potential tweet. And then every morning I get up and I think, well, what would be nice to tweet about today? And I just pull one off of that. And the whole thing takes me less than a minute.
So you sort of have your tweet of the day calendar.
I do. That's my basic strategy. And now I'm about to, I'm really going out on a limb here with this prediction / statement.
If you're going to tweet, you might as well be out on a limb.
Here, exactly. We're better to tweet than out on a limb. We're talking, as I said, in January of 2010. I honestly believe that with all of the kind of potential drivers for a big upsurge in interest in the Alexander technique out there, and in particular the British back pain study, which keeps resurfacing. It's now in a new incarnation. Did you know that?
No.
It's like a follow-up study that even reinforces the first one, blah blah. You know, this is going to go on forever, and it's a wonderful thing. I mean, this is the kind of thing that if it were better known, a lot more people would come for lessons. Now, what Twitter does if you have enough teachers, and I would think the critical mass would be, I don't know, maybe at least 50, 100 would be great, but some critical mass of teachers who got Twitter accounts and just made a point of Twittering as much or as little as they were comfortable with, but maybe at least once or twice a week, you know, kind of being vaguely active, and also retweeting nice tweets of others. That is, if you see a tweet of someone you like the tweet, you can just retweet it, just rebroadcast it. And it's a wonderful system because it contains within it the possibility of your any particular tweet or just interest in the Alexander technique in general going kind of viral. That is to say, instead of Twitter just maybe generating half a dozen or 50 or 100 new people in a day, it could generate thousands or even tens of thousands for periods of time. And that has actually happened, not specifically with Twitter, but with a Twitter-ish kind of theme. So that has happened.
Wow. So, but not with the Alexander technique.
Yes, it has happened with the, it happened about a year ago. Huge spike. Just due to one piece that got rebroadcast God knows how many times. So that potential is there. But even forgetting about, you know, the extreme, if you had 50 people tweeting away and strategically retweeting and using keywords carefully, that is, in their tweets, having the term Alexander technique as much as possible. I mean, once is plenty, but once. Uh-huh. And then something else that is of interest to people. Back pain, New York City, anything. You want to connect the tech posture, aging, who knows? You want to connect the technique with other things, other fields, so that people who are interested in other fields are likely to stumble onto it. And that,
how do they stumble onto it?
Because they, a lot, people use Twitter a lot as a kind of a search engine. They go to the Twitter homepage and type in a term. It's kind of Google. Twitter is Google in the moment. It's Google in the moment. It's very fluid. It's very ephemeral, but it has a big effect over time on Google. I mean, on internet reality, so to speak. That is, it really influences how many people know about the technique and follow up to the point where they check out a teacher or come for lessons. It can have a huge impact on that, bigger than any other thing imaginable could. Better than a movie that was all about the Alexander technique. It has that potential.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you had, say, 50 people who made it a point to tweet away and retweet, take a few minutes of their day, I think within a few months you'd see a quantum shift in everything Alexander wise.
Oh, wow.
Now that's a far out prediction, and you know, I am going out on a limb on this one.
Well, I'm glad to see you branching out, and
so get on
Twitter. I think we should leave it at that.
Yeah.
But I think that actually, if you wouldn't mind, mm-hmm. just doing a little thing on your website where you just very simply say, you know, go on Twitter. Here's what would be good for the technique. If you could, you know, just the same
oh,
things.
Yeah, I'm
said,
planning
just
to.
Write them very simply in a short mm-hmm.
yeah,
little
I'm
outline.
To.
That would be great because we could easily then get all those people to do that and find
right.
out if.
I'm planning a very short tutorial on Twitter. Based on my 4 weeks experience with it. That's all you need, really.
You want to be an expert, really, for something like that, yeah.
It's so easy to be an expert on Twitter. Anyway, so should we end this conversation?
Okay.
All right, great.